Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Or are we? I just woke up in a crazy mood today. You're going to have to forgive me. I was just sitting there, I woke up, and I thought I was thinking about something. You know, with this pandemic thing going on, what happened? Well, you know, we've been doing the radio show for 30 years. Actually, the radio show hasn't been that long. I've been consulting for 30 years. Radio show's probably been 20. And during that time, all that 30 years of consulting and show, the idea is to help people to retire. You know, we make the claim anywhere from 2 to 7 years when I first started. Then it became 2 to 5 years as we got better at what we did. And now a lot of people are crazy are doing in 2 or 3 years. And retiring, right? Depending on where you are financially and what you have to work with and so on and so forth. So I just woke up today and I'm going like, where did all that go? Is anybody even thinking about retirement anymore? Is it even on the horizon? And then I remembered, I started thinking through it and I started remembering some of the stuff that I had learned early in life about the hierarchical pyramid of needs. And, you know, there are certain things that are necessary in life that have to come first. That's all there is to it. And those needs, right, that come along and are necessary are going to be important at whatever level you're at. So if you don't have air, the only thing that's important to you at that moment is air. You don't care about food. You don't care about what your dinner's like. You don't care about anything. You don't care about how much money you have. If you're need air. Air is the most important and the only important thing at that point. Next, after you have air, the next thing you absolutely cannot live without is water. And if you don't have any water, you're going to die, and water becomes the most important thing. Once you have water, then it becomes food. And then once you have food, now you start thinking about social things like protection. How do I protect myself? How do I protect myself in the current and in the future? So people get together and we create gangs of people called cities and states and countries. Or if you're in a big city, maybe just a gang. Group of people that have the common interest of protecting their own. And so then you start thinking about once you've got your current locational safety taken care of, then you start looking at other things like, for instance, social hierarchy. Where do I fit in the group? First of all, well, even before social hierarchy, they're fitting into the group. Being a part of the group is a social commitment. Then after the social commitment of being a part of a group, you want to be have some stature in the group. And so as you go through this part in your life, you're going through all these things. You know you have food. You know you have water. You know you got a place to live now. So then you want to belong to, and think how stupid this is. Think how really, I shouldn't say stupid. I'm going to irritate somebody. So let me just say stupid. It is to belong to a college fraternity, to belong to a college group of people that graduated from a college who look back and go, I associate myself with A&M or I associate myself with any other college out there, you know, and say, I'm an Aggie and whatever. And look, I'm not putting Aggies down. I'm just putting everybody down that has to fit in with a group somewhere, right? You have to belong. To have any personal identity at all, you have to belong. And then your goal is once you belong to a group, you can associate yourself with a group, then you want to be able to identify your place in that group. And so if you're low end on the bottom of the group, you just wear stupid shirts and baseball caps with the insignias and so forth so that you show that you belong to that group. If you belong to a gang, you get a tattoo or piercings or whatever they get. And, you know, everything is to associate to belong. But your real goal in life is to get ahead. So you don't want to just belong to a group of employees that work. You want to move up the ladder. You want prestige. You want power. You want to grow within that group and have social importance within that group, right? So you work through these hierarchical things. What's interesting, though, is that the hierarchical needs can get wiped out really quickly. Like, all of a sudden, there's a pandemic. You're going to die. Whoa, that kicks us back 15 notches, doesn't it? Now we're not worried about how important we are at work. We don't care if we're the boss's favorite. We don't care, you know, if we're the coolest dude, have the best A&M t-shirt and the best A&M baseball cap. None of that matters now. You're going to die. Now that becomes important. That becomes the priority of your situation. So as these priorities go up and down and sideways, they change. So like the first couple of weeks of this pandemic situation, we were all cuddled up in our houses, huddled up, worried about dying, man. I mean, it was just fearful. We're all going to die. They told us we're all going to die. 450 million people in this country, and 100,000 of them die, and we're all going to die. What percentage is that? Right? That's not even as many people as die in car accidents a year. And yet, they got us all believing we're going to shut down the world, stomp out our own businesses, destroy our economic viability, all so that somebody else can live. Not even us. I mean, that's really, think of the social tampering that takes to make you believe that, yeah, if you're old, like I am, have blood work problems like I do, that people like me should stay at home, not go out there where we could get the virus. They should keep old people like us home. Or they should say, but if you don't want to, you can go out there and die. It's your right. Right? But they don't do that. They say every single other person out there has to worry about and be our keeper and take care of us. So the social order is back in control, is back in order. The people at the top want the power, the governors that you see that people are protesting against, the liberal politicians that are trying to totally manipulate everything we do. I went out to a restaurant last night. It's a very high-end steak place, and steak and lobster kind of joint. And the whole place was filled with people. And, you know, mingled around, knew a bunch of them, talked to them. And they're starting to say, you know, I think this whole thing's a hoax. And I said, well, I don't really believe that coronavirus is a hoax. I believe people are getting sick and dying. I said, I don't know why it is that the Democrats are all the ones dying and the Democratic cities and states are the ones that are all sick. I haven't figured that one out yet. But I know that they want us to suffer because of it. That is really obvious politics. And so when you get involved there, you start seeing that people are upset about it now, and they're starting to see how stupid it was, and they're starting to fight back. But wait, how do they have the time and the energy to worry about fighting back? Well, some people have it because they have enough money to not have to worry about starving and paying their bills. While other people are out on the streets protesting because they are worried about starving and paying their bills. And they're really worried about it, scared to death. As Donald Trump said, people are dying, not from coronavirus, people are dying from the surrounding effects that we have tried to fight the pandemic with. So what is all this leading to? Have any of you even thought about retirement lately? Think about that. Have you even taken a moment to think, is my retirement plan in place? How am I coming along my plan? Am I continuing to progress towards where I want to be? I bet you haven't. I bet you haven't thought about your retirement plan even once. And if it was, it was like a thought that, well, I know this was important, but now I have to think about survival. We have to think about what we need to do to make it through this week, this month, the rest of this year. Wow. Has it all changed or what? We'll be right back with the Delt Walmsley Radio Show.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the fact that the liberals have won. Oh, where'd that come from, Del? That wasn't even a part of segment one. Hey, what do I mean by that? Liberals won because liberals want us to be controlled and manipulated from birth to death. They want us to feel like we need the liberal government to control us, to help us, to take care of us, to baby us, to feed us. I mean, even this concept that children have to get food from school. I don't even know. I know that it's been around for a while, but I can't even imagine, you know, this concept that children can't eat unless they go to school. I mean, what kind of parents are out there in this world? What kind of people are out there in this world that they wouldn't feed their kids if they don't go to school? And yet the government wants you to think that, you know, you can't raise your own kid. It takes, I think it was Hillary Clinton said it, it takes a whole village to raise a kid, which is stupid concept, because actually the kids that get homeschooled end up doing better, are smarter, and end up more successful than the ones that go to public school. So I just... To me, it all comes down to this, guys. This is where we're going from the first segment, is that they wanted you to stop thinking about your retirement. They wanted you to lose the concept or the belief that you thought, I'm just starting to get my arms around it. The stock market's doing better than it's ever done, which means my 401k and my IRA and my savings plans, my retirement plans are all doing better than they've ever done. And Trump has created a situation where we get some personal control. They've gotten rid of a lot of the regulations so we can go back to doing good things again. And they got to take it away from us. So how do they take it away from us? They create a pandemic. You say, well, you think they actually started the pandemic on purpose? No. But you got to remember what comes out of the political playbook of almost all Democrats, which is no good catastrophe should go unwasted or should be wasted. You know, you need to take advantage of every catastrophe to take control of people, and that's what they're doing. Okay, we all know that. You wouldn't be listening to this radio station if you didn't know that, right? I know who listens to our station. It's people that want freedom. It's people that want to be able to control their own destiny and not live off the little tray of food that the government shoves under your nose like I shove under my cat's nose. Every single day, my cats get up and they stand in a circle, all six of them, waiting for us to feed them. Back in the afternoon, come back in the afternoon, there they are, all six of them again, waiting to get fed dinner. They can't feed themselves. You know, it's not like they could go out and hunt some mice and stuff and feed themselves. They got to wait for us to feed them. We don't let them go out where they can feed themselves, although we do let them out, but they've lost the instinct and the kill and the desire because they know they come right back in and get fed again. That's the way you are. You know that there's a job out there for you, and if there isn't, there's unemployment. You know that unemployment pays more than your job. They want you to feel that. They want your employees to feel that, so your employees won't even be loyal to you because they can make more on unemployment. This is what they want. But what I want you to understand is they want it because they know you're powerful. You're powerful enough to live on your own, to create your own wealth, to build your own life without them giving it to you. They don't like that. Who's they? Deep state? Who's they? Progressive, liberal left? Who's they? Just keep going with it. They don't like freedom. They like control and manipulation. They like conformity. They want to be right. They don't want you to be powerful. So where does that take us? I can go on and on with this stuff all day long, but that's nearly not what I'm here for. What I'm here for is to recognize the fact that even before the pandemic, people were having a hard time thinking about retirement. Yet at the same time, people have been joining Lifestyles for the last 30 years, have come in with the mindset between 2 and 5 years after you start, you're going to retire. And not everybody retires, by the way. That's not the whole goal of Lifestyles. Sometimes it's to replace your earned income with passive income. Other times it's to supplement your income so you have a better quality of life because you have more income available. Sometimes it's just to get into a space where you buy back your time. You know, there's all kinds of reasons to be able to take care of your sick kids or your well kids or your grandmother or your wife or your husband or whatever. There's lots of reasons to not want to have to get up and get onto the little rat wheel every day and churn and churn and churn on the rat wheel and then get back in your car and drive hours and hours to get home and what seemed like hours and hours and bumper to bumper traffic and come home. Barely gets enough stuff done to get through life and get back up the next day and start it all over again. My God. That's what life was before, even before the pandemic, right? So why is that? Why is it that people can't even conceive retirement, and yet I retired 2.5 years after I started investing at only 34 years of age? Why did I conceive that, perceive that, believe that, and achieve that? Because I had a mindset that it could occur. And once you have that mindset and you understand, then you've got to go get the information necessary. You got to go get joined up. Join up with us. We've been doing it for 30 years. Get in here and get the information. Get the education you need. It's worked for 30 years. It's going to work now. We have these meetings of members and staff, and which are both the same because all my staff is also members because they start that way. And they retire. And then when they're successful, I ask them to come back and teach other people so they can retire and be successful. And we're all just laughing at the fact, and laughing isn't the right word for it. We're reveling in the fact that we're not working, and yet we're still making money. In fact, we're getting rich, and we're hoping soon that the whole world will crash so we can buy everything 50 cents on the dollar and get even richer. Right? We're not suffering the slings and arrows that you're suffering, guys. Why? Because a long time ago, 2 years ago, a long time ago, 10 years ago, a long time ago, 20, 30 years ago, each and every one of us made a choice to change our life and the quality of life we live. You just haven't made that choice yet. That's why the government's got the ability to pull your strings right now. If they did, if you weren't under their control, they couldn't pull your strings. Wow. Most Americans were already underprepared for retirement. The global pandemic may make it even harder to afford to retire. 22 million workers have applied for unemployment in the last 2 months. People without jobs are not able to contribute to their workspace investment accounts, nor do they have any extra money available to think about investing. I just read that right off the page from Barron's. Now you think about that. They get it. People aren't going to retire because they're too busy worrying about the COVID virus problems. Whew. If we could have a problem like this every couple years, government would have total control over us. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about what challenges we're going to face after this COVID virus or while this is on, and then what we can do to fix them so that this doesn't have to happen to you the next time the government puts a hood over our head and pulls our string. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today, we're talking about what happens after the pandemic, right? And I guess you have to ask yourself a couple of underlying questions here. First of all, do you believe that a sickness like this pandemic will never go away? Do you believe and not believe in the concept of group immunity, that at some point after millions, hundreds of millions of people have been infected by it, some of which 1% or less die from it, and the rest of you just have anywhere from mild to moderate symptoms, that as a group, as a conglomerate, as a group of people, we don't become in generally group immune to this pandemic? And or do you not believe that somewhere along the line they're going to come up with a vaccine? So you are going to live in fear of your life for the next 8, 10, 12, 15, 18 months and not think about the fact that if this pandemic wasn't here, you'd be thinking about could you retire in 18 months? Well, I'm saying to you, you have the same ability to retire in 18 months now that you did before the pandemic, right? You have all the same abilities, plus some maybe special things the government has made available to you that might be even more beneficial. First of all, let's start with this concept about retirement. Six things you don't think about when it comes to retirement. Number one, retirement lasts longer than you think. So the first thing you need to understand about retirement, it's not about a pile of money. You can't save up a pile of money and then live off of it. And yet many of us are thinking that's what really happens. We save up this money and we live off of it. The truth of the matter is you have to find a way to create long-term income. If you're going to retire at 65, which most people don't nowadays, to live to 75 to 85 is like the median life now in 85. Many people I know are in their 90s. You're not going to last. You think about it. If you've saved up $100,000, you live on 100 grand, that's 1 year. You saved up $1 million, live on 100 grand a year, that's only 10 years. You're just not going to save enough money. So what has to happen? You have to have income. So first of all, Social Security is the base. This is the social, the social underpinning that we all can fall back on, social safety net. That's the word I was looking for. And you look at that and you say, okay, well, first of all, inflation is eating away at it. Number two, there are less and less people being born in the U.S. and more people living longer and longer in the U.S. So pretty soon, Social Security will either be bankrupt, although they can't let it become bankrupt. So what they'll have to do is they'll start either, there's three things they can do. Make you wait longer before you can take it, cut down how much you can get, or what's the word for it, where they means test it. There we go, means testing, where they figure out if you, you know, hey, rich people, you paid your whole life and now we owe you, forget it. You don't get anything. So they means test it and take it away from the rich people and give it only to the poor people. Those are the three things that they're going to have to politically come to. And so, again, you may fall into one of the three that could end up putting you in a situation where Social Security is not much of help. Even if you do get Social Security, something like the pandemic could put you in a situation where you might need to retire sooner. You definitely probably have started taking something out of your 401k and IRA to support yourself while you've lost your job. So you're eating into your savings, long-term savings, right? And it's just one of those things that it's making it more difficult to think about money in the future when you need the money in the current. But the real problem is that you're thinking about the money and you're not thinking about the income, right? We've all believed that Social Security is a pile of money somewhere that they've saved up. We put it in there and they've saved it and they're going to give it to us. No, Social Security is money coming from people who are working today. It's income. And they're giving us money to live on, income, because we gave somebody else money to live on, income, in the old days. And so when you look at this, you got to get your right perspective. So what am I saying to you? Well, the reason we can retire is because within 2 to 5 years, we get down to work to build replacement income streams. passive streams of income, replacement streams of income. And by the way, passive is a term that was developed by the IRS. When you get up and go to work, you are a W-2 employee. That is earned income, and it's taxed as earned income. But when you don't get up to go to work, when you have investments that pay you money, that is considered passive income. And passive income does not get taxed the same way earned income does, which brings us to the next reality of retirement. If you live on passive income and you don't have to pay Social Security and Medicare, that's anywhere from 7.5% if you're an employee to 15.3% if you're an employer, you get rid of that. It goes away with passive income. Now add one more step. Get rid of your anywhere from 10 to 33% income tax rate because that's your earned income. But if you don't earn it, if it's passive, and if you have real estate investments, those income taxes can be put off or deferred by using depreciation and or other real estate type reductions in your income taxes. Because of that, you can get away with paying very little, if no taxes at all. So what does that mean to you? That means, well, if I made $100,000 a year, I was living on really only $60,000. By the time I paid income tax, Social Security, Medicare tax, state tax, you add in there things like your 401k contributions and all the other stuff. You add it all together and you realize what it comes down to is that, boom, you're paying 40% out before you get your check. Well, the good part about that is to retire, you only need to replace 60% of your earned income. So if you made $100,000 a year, right, now you only have to make $60,000 a year to replace it. That's only $5,000 a month. Now, we can get that into our brains, right? We can get that into our brains and go out there and put together passive businesses that can produce $5,000 a month in income. That is a realistic expectation to have. Especially if you know how to do it, right? But that's not what you're doing. You're not looking at it realistically like that. You're saying, I need to save up $1 million, $2 million, $3 million to be able to retire. I live on $100,000 a year, so I need, for 10 years, I need $1 million to live 10 years at 100 grand a year. That's how you're doing it. Now, the problem with that is that nobody's saving that much money. And I won't say nobody, but very few people can save very large amounts of money. You have to make a massive amount of earned income and live moderately to be able to save that kind of money. Let's take a look at how Americans are doing in that, by the way. Americans in their 20s have a median savings of $16,000. Median is $16,000. Americans in their 30s, the median goes all the way up to $45,000, which is pretty good, right? Americans in their 40s have a median of $63,000, and I'm not thinking that's very good for in your 40s. By the time you're 50 or older, the median's $117,000. So now you're getting up there in there, so you got $100,000. You're feeling pretty good about yourself, you got $100,000 in the bank. And then you're over 60, and the median's $172,000. So there you go. You got $172,000, you're going to retire. How long do you last on $172,000? Well, you take Social Security and you throw it in there. You might make anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 a month if you've done that and paid in for your whole life. So you need another $2,000. And if you take the $172,000 and you earn 1% a year on it, you make $17,000 a year. Pay taxes on that, you end up with $15,000. And so you've got 36 plus 15 is 51%. And there you go. There's your retirement plan. That's how it works. So what you need to understand is you could realize that right now. That's the part that's funny, is that you could easily go out and replace that much income right now. And then when Social Security hits at 65 or 67 or wherever you decide to take it, because now the 70 is the new 65 and 74 is the new 68. I mean, they want you to wait to take it. They're convincing you to get paid more and more and more if you wait. Truth is, you might die and get none of it, so that's a gamble. But the bottom line is that if you were to take it now and retire now, whatever age you are, and you're living on that $5,000 tax-free income a month, you retire, you're living at the same quality of someone making $100,000 a year as a job, and then each year after that, you buy more real estate, which means your income level goes up every year. Since I retired at 34 years of age, I've made more money every year. That's just something you have to understand. Why did I make more money every year? Because I've found a way to buy one or more houses more each and every year. Take a short break. Be right back with the rest of the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
That's the Del Wamsley Radio Show. We've been talking today about the effect of the coronavirus on your retirement plans. I'm sorry, my lips worked earlier today. They wore out early today. Bottom line is, guys, as we look at this situation that we're in right now and we're looking at what we should be doing, we should be planning so that this doesn't happen to us again. And I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about the government being able to take over and shut us down financially to where we just don't know if we're going to survive or not, to where we worry about it's going to destroy our future, our savings, our health, or whatever it is. Just get the control back. Now, how do you do that? Step number one, come join Lifestyles Unlimited so I can teach you how to do it. I've been doing this for 30 years. I have some of the top consultants in the country, if not the best in the country. We've won the National Apartment Association's Independent Real Estate Owner of the Year Award 13 years in a row. That's one of our investors has been the best investor of the year 13 years in a row. We won it again this year, 2020. And I also think we have two guys in running for the best property of the year. Now, this is in the National Apartment Association. This is not us giving these awards to our members. These are outsiders, third-party people saying you guys are the best there is, and you've been the best. One of your members have been the winner each year for 13 years, and it has nothing. We are not getting the award, not Lifestyles Unlimited, but our members are. In other words, you're going to come out of here a winner. You're going to come out of here successful. You're going to come out of here financially successful, rich, whatever you want to be. You just have to get in here and learn it and do it. The next thing you have to understand is that the government has set up some opportunities for you right now to do some things you couldn't normally do, one of which is allowing you to double the amount you can borrow out of your 401k. As of any time, you can take this loan out right now to get up to $100,000. Before, you can only have 50% of what you add in there up to $50,000 maximum. Now it's up to $100,000 maximum. If you pull $100,000 out right now and get that to work for you and start doubling that money, you know, every 2 years you double that $100,000, and it takes about 2 years now. Before, we used to be able to double that money in, you know, 6-8 months to a year. Now it's more like 2 years, and let's say it was terrible and it took three. Well, you double your money in 3 years, you got $200,000, doubled again, you got $200,000, $400,000, $800,000. You just need to play with that. The doubling concept. Also, you have cash flow coming out of that also. I'm talking about just capital gains here, but we really get both. We also get mortgage reduction, and we also get appreciation. So there's five ways we're making money. When you add them all together, the target of making 100% return in 1 year, or if you're conservative, in 2 years, is the kind of the target we shoot for. Don't always hit it. Don't hit it every time. But, you know, that's kind of the target. Here of late, the prices have been high. The returns have gone down because the prices were higher. But the returns are still better than anything else that you have out there available to you. Next, some people can take all their money out. there are some hardship situations right now where you can pull your 401k out without paying penalties and get the whole thing. And by the way, you could always get the whole thing if you've changed jobs and you haven't rolled it into the new company's 401k. If it's still in the old company's 401k, you can take it all out, and I would recommend that you do that, barring some consulting with your tax accountant on what timing that should occur in. And by the way, if you take the classes, I have all kinds of classes on the timing concept and how to lessen any type of tax burden that you're going to come from that and how to cover it with other types of tax deferral systems. And in many cases now you can waive the 10% penalty. We actually know of a thing. We've got an attorney in our group that's doing a deal where you can go ahead, and if you're a husband and wife situation, you can just both go and sign a document, a legal document that says we're allowing each other to take the 401ks out. And so they take the 401ks out and don't pay the 10% penalty and just pay whatever taxes are. So if this lump of sum is there available to you, along with you've got equity in your home and you can refinance out that equity at absolutely lowest interest rates I've ever seen in my entire life, which is absolutely the right thing to do. Put it on the longest mortgage you can possibly put it on, the lowest interest rate possible. Pull that money out so you got more money to work with. Liquidate things you don't need, that second home, you know, that motorcycle, the 14th car, whatever, just laughingly, whatever it is you got there that's a waste, you don't need it. Get that money out of there. And when you do all that, and many people have rental properties, by the way, that don't know how to operate them and bought them incorrectly or just happened into them, that are not making any cash flow at all, yet they have massive equity. Let's get rid of those things and buy you properties that do have great cash flow and have equity and get that money out of there and get it working again for you. When we do all those things, we put all that stuff together, and then we get together in your plan as much money as you can possibly get your hands on to work with over whatever time it takes to get it out. We then put together a plan on how you can start building these streams of income. And then you get to work. And you have the information, the education, and in many cases, you even have the hands-on help you need to do it right there with you every inch of the way if you sign up for the right mentoring programs. Either way, whether you do it on your own or you get a mentor, the bottom line is the information is there and you need the information to be able to get doing this, and you need to do it right away because, listen, 2 years from now, you could be retired. 5 years from now, you could be rich. Or 2 years from now, you could be in the same boat you're in right now. Miserable, not knowing if you're going to make it, not seeing retirement as any kind of a realistic future event. You're there now. You don't need to be there 2 years from now, but you need to do something today to make sure it doesn't happen. And by the way, one last caveat on that. If all this unemployment does eventually take effect and hammer businesses to the point where people can't pay their rents and landlords that are not good landlords and landlords that don't have well backing behind them, they're going to start losing some of their real estate to foreclosure. When they do, we're going to swoop in there and buy it 50 cents on the dollar. My friends, we're going to make. If you heard my commercial, I tell you, in 2008, 9, 10, and 11, I tripled my net worth. Tripled my net worth. Wow. We're going back into that scenario again. I don't want you to miss out. So keep in mind always as we go through this, it's not about a little bit more money, my friends. This is about an extreme, massive makeover in the quality of your lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.